There was a list when Barcelona last thought about this. There was time, isn't there? I've just got a message from Tommy. I can't show you that. A nice little one, isn't it?
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
Now, earlier on in the performance rankings, we mentioned Club GAA. We didn't really get into it too much. It was in the green, Johnny, because like we spent a lot of time over the last month, 2 months talking about the future of the intercounty game. Intercounty football, obviously, was all that was up for grabs on that particular front. But I think maybe we kind of forgot that what was going on in the background was the best part of the GAA season, which is the club GAA season. I think last year the pandemic was really good to it. I think the fact that it came before the intercounty season really gave it a kick. But I'm really looking forward to next year and the year after and every year beyond that of this proper split season when things are properly bedded in, when this is a season that has a proper rhythm to it and that everybody understands when these big games are on. Because what we got at the weekend was like a number of really, really good things. We should say as well that if anybody was at any GAA game, or any of the storylines that we are definitely going to miss here, drop us a tweet, drop a comment, and we'll get to them throughout the next hour or so, because there was so much that happened and we're not going to get to all of it. We're going to do a quick rundown of what happened, some of the big stories. We're going to start with the hurling here, first of all, Tipperary. We had semi-finals there. John McGrath scored 112, Johnny, which is quite the tally for Loughmore Castellani. They beat Barnsley 118 to 115, and they'll play Thurles Sarsfields in that final. Sarsfields beat Killadangan, the reigning champions, on Saturday. In Clare then, you had Ballyhea, who of course, you know, have the power of Tony Kelly, but not with Tony Kelly on this particular occasion. They managed to get into a Clare Hurling Championship final without him. They beat Newmarket and Fergus by a point, and they'll face Aina Kilnamona in the final. While Dublin and Fianna are into the final for the first time ever in the hurling, they'll face Kilmacud, who knocked out Coola in their semi-final, which a lot of people would have seen yesterday. A decent game, that one. And I mentioned earlier on the Donegal Hurling Championship final. This was the big one. St Eunan's won their first Donegal Hurling title since 1972. Brilliant scenes if you look around on social media at the full time whistle. Their second ever title. They beat Setanta, who were going for three in a row. Their manager is a guy called Eugene Organ. He's from Ennistymon in County Clare. He's been living up there for 20 years trying to get this club up and running, trying to get them back to winning a first title in just under 40 years, and they managed to get over the line on Saturday, wasn't it? So those scenes were worth checking out. In the football then, this was the big story from the football. It came yesterday. It was the Offaly County Final. It was Road and Tullamore. The game finished 1-8 apiece. Road were a man down and 5 points down at the second water break, but Niall McNamee, with the last kick of the match, sent the game to a replay. Have a look. This is from the Offaly GAA Twitter account.
Again, the free try to be taken quickly. Kieran Byrne steps in, ball comes forward, last chance as Anton Sullivan kicks it inside. Niall McNamee had it, now turn, shoot, goal!
But extra time and then the penalties. I think that's the way it should have gone, but we're going to get another helping of that. Is it next weekend? I think it is next weekend, the replay of that game. So 1-8 apiece, a finish at O'Connor Park. You might have seen as well the Tyrone madness on Saturday. I think this was on RTE. I was in Tralee. I didn't actually keep an eye on what was happening on TV, but there was this crazy semi-final between Errigal Kieran and Cole Island. Cole Island were 7 points behind with 10 minutes to play. They were already without red carded Michael McKernan, obviously one of their best players, and they'd been down to 13 men beyond that as well. But they scored three goals in the last 10 minutes with 13 men to win 3-6 to 14 points. Podrick Hampsey is Cole Island's captain, by the way. And then in the other semi-final, it was also relatively crazy, not on that level, but Dromore won in that semi-final. They were 7 points up early in the game, then they went 5 points behind, but then ended up coming back again to win by 1 point against Trillick. So it's going to be Dromore against Cole Island in that final. Tyrone, the epitome of a county where these players would die for each other in the red and white.
They'd
of Tyrone,
against each other.
And then they would kill you on the pitch in the club season. Not unique.
I don't know. Like I was talking to a couple of inter-county players during COVID, and obviously, the whole training system had changed, and one guy was just telling me how much he enjoyed being back with his club. Mm. And I think this is like we I'm not involved day to day with the Gaelic with the GAA club, but people who read the papers and they follow, like, you know, the what's on TV or whatever, like, and are not necessarily directly involved with the Coalface club GAA is the lifeblood of the organisation. The intercounty thing thing was always, it was a representative thing where you played for your club, the club guys got together, but the club, you know, the winning a club All-Ireland was more important than winning on All-Ireland itself, many players will tell you. And I think we've totally lost sight of that because we've a professional, all but professional, you know, inter-county system now at the top level. And it's taken away so much from what this means. And like Tommy Conlon's article last week about
Ballinamore.
Like, I honest to God, I thought, that, talk about summing up, Leitrim will never win an All-Ireland, but Ballinamore could win a Leitrim County Championship. And to as you mentioned there, Owen, like to win a, you know, the Donegal Hurling Championship, first time in 50-odd years, and like my own club, St. Brendan's, were on the cusp of getting to a final to get back to senior. I think in my lifetime, Brendan's might have been in senior 1 or 2 years, and have basically been down to the depths in recent years, but have a good young team with a couple of lads playing around about 40, a couple of lads older than me playing who were giving it a good shot this year. They got to play Dunmore on Saturday. Everyone from the parish was completely immersed in it, and they lost the game obviously, so they missed that chance to go to senior. But I dare say that the people at home are far more invested in that than they would be with Galway footballers at the moment.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? It just means so much.
But I think also, and as well, Johnny, if you're really invested in the Galway footballers, that almost increases your appetite for the club championship as well. So
100%, yeah.
And it just exists without it. Like, so I was down in Tralee on Saturday night watching the doubleheader there. There was obviously a lot of other games on in Kerry. And for me, the county championship in Kerry is my favourite competition in any sport in the world.
And a high standard, I suspect.
It's just fantastic because you've got these divisional teams that come together, and in this case, because the club championship, which is different to the county championship, had just rolled into it, these divisional teams had only 2 training sessions with one another, so they had this massive handicap going into this year's championship. And what you had was East Kerry, who had won back-to-back titles because, you know, the Cliffords play with them, and the Cliffords are always going to be, well, they'll be with them until Fossa do something extraordinary over the next little while. They've got Paul Murphy, who was their captain last year. I counted maybe 5 or 6 players on the pitch who'd got inter-county experience with them versus one or two for Austin Stacks, the most obvious being Kieran Donaghy. Now, people from Tralee were saying that this was not an upset whatsoever, and they're probably right. Stacks were club champions from only a couple of weeks ago, but it was still extraordinary to see them completely stymie this team who had won 2 in a row with one of the greatest footballers of all time not being given a kick. Didn't score from play at all on Saturday night. Ended up getting sent off, David Clifford laid on with a second card. And it was just this glorious sort of, we are going to crush you and we are not going to allow you to come to Tralee, come to our home patch and walk all over us and try and show us that you're going to be worthy of getting this 3 in a row. These beautiful, terrible conditions, rain pelting down on the shed. You know when you're inside and
the rattle.
The proper rattle, yeah. on the roof. Kind of almost feeling sorry for the players out there, but also realising that the players are just in heaven at the moment, especially those Stacks players. And it was a total war that second game. And I was just like, this is the best of the best. This is like, this is as good as the GAA.
Kerry's a place apart in so many ways. Like, probably my favourite place in the entire world, West Kerry, like, and the Blaskets and all that, like Dingle, it has everything going for it. But like, you know, as you say, the divisional thing and the representative type thing that they do there. Like, so like, what is the rallying cry like when, like, if you're a Brendan's fan at home, it's like, come on Brendan's, like, or come on the Tribe if you're a Galway fan. Like, do the boys start roaring, come on East Kerry? Like,
they don't. Obviously, you're taking the piss, but you're right.
Like, so I actually do wonder, like, is there a rallying sort of, what do we call ourselves here? Like, because we're a representative team. Like,
I think it differs, like, because teams are in and out of the divisional sides. If you're good enough, you get promoted to senior. And with East Kerry, a lot of the teams are good enough intermediate sides that they flitter in and out of actually being solo teams in the championship. So they're kind of mercenary in a way.
Mercenary.
Like, I mean, it's probably a bad way of describing it. But like Paul Murphy, for example, would prefer to be playing with his own club at senior level, but they're at intermediate right now, so he drops down to being a divisional player. So it's unique for him. It was unique for him last year to be playing and captaining this side. Sorry, he wasn't captain. He wasn't captain, but it was unique for him to be playing in that team, whereas by and large, they prefer to be on their own. So they'd missed that, whereas Stacks on Saturday night was like they were at home. They lit off flares on 3 different occasions in the terrace.
Wow.
You're Kieran Donaghy playing full back in the second half when East Kerry had their first sending off, played a sweeper. He missed an open goal, by the way. He rounded a keeper and hit the post. They should have killed off East Kerry early on. But like these divisional sides, I don't want to say they dropped like flies at the weekend, but also in the first game, you had Cairns O'Rahilly's going up against St. Kieran's. St. Kieran's is another divisional side. And you had Tommy Walsh kick 6 points right after retiring from Intercounty. Yeah. Perhaps he should be, maybe we can delete that as a retirement statement. But it was also that kind of that same level of, if you're looking at a cohesion, if you're looking at it in a sort of an emotive sense, just fighting for the jersey and knowing that these players would die for their club. Whereas sometimes you just don't have that with the divisional side. Yeah. There are exceptions, like South Kerry in particular would be unbelievably proud of the tradition they have, and especially were in those days when Declan O'Sullivan was captaining them to championships. But that is always the big conflict there between proper one club mentality and the collection of great players.
Kerry itself, right? So is there a defiance in Tralee as well? Because like Tralee is so much the poor relation in terms of the tourism industry. It's like, oh, it's Killarney, it's yes. Dingle, it's like the coast, like Slayhead, all of that stuff, even South Kerry. Tralee is like, as much as it has the rose of Tralee, like it's looked down upon by many people. It's like, oh, I wouldn't go into Tralee, sure, you can go to Killarney. And I'm sure as a Tralee person at that game, he or she is like, well, actually, you know, I'm going to light a flare here, you're in my town, and like it's pelting rain and you're not going to get out alive. Like
100% believe that was part of it on Saturday as well, where it's like these boys coming over from East Kerry, from the tourism capital of the county, no way, we're gonna crush them and send them back with their tails between their legs. And that's exactly what they did. Still no sign of Fungi, which is an absolute disgrace. I don't know where he went off to. It is 8:47.
Disgrace is not the word. Like Fungi, he probably died. Like
he abandoned us. Okay. Things got tough during COVID, and he left them. The chips were down. Not happy with that. It is 8:47 on this
all the revelations
Monday morning.
This morning.
All the revelations.